Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm glad you joined me today. And I pray that the Lord will bless you as we share these few moments together. And I've been sharing my heart on what I feel is the greatest need of the hour, and that is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the lives of God's people. And not only a receiving of that outpouring that God has promised, that in the latter days He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, and our sons and our daughters would prophesy, but that we would begin to grow up, to mature as the manifested sons of God. One of the saddest facts of all is that there are multitudes of professing Christians that have an utter apathy or disregard regarding the signs of the times in which we're living. They do not realize how late the hour is. And the sad part is, not only is there an inherent sort of laziness, if you will, just, you know, they come to church and just feed me. They don't grow up. They're as little children or toddlers or babes that have to be nourished and have to be fed. But just as God does not expect or want that in terms of a natural child that's born into the world, the child must grow up. If it doesn't, there's something really wrong. And so it is spiritually. We are to grow up in the revelation, in the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, there are unfortunately many in leadership that are, there are whole denominations that really don't accept the whole counsel of God. We've always identified ourselves, and there are others, as a full gospel ministry. Why? Because we look to the Word of God as the ultimate, absolute, final authority in everything. And there are those that have basically preached a partial message, a partial gospel to the people of God, and as a result, the people are bound. They don't have the strength, the power, the anointing they live to live a victorious Christian life. And we look at the events happening in our nation. We look at our young people bound in materialism. We see gangs proliferating and drugs and warfare of every kind, of unrest and civil disobedience, if you will, in the streets, an unruly mob situation. Beloved, this was some years ago, a friend told me, and we watched a movie done by an Idaho legislature called The Agenda, and it was not a conspiracy theory, but he shared through his research that we're back in the 30s, that it was the communist agenda to infiltrate all levels of society, including the educational systems. So if you have any wonder today, or scratch your head wondering why the youth of today, the colleges, the universities, are in the condition they are, it's because they have been very successful in their agenda. Only now we don't use that term. It's not communist, it's progressive. And so, beloved, we need the power of God as never before. And of course, they know it's the youth are susceptible. They're very vulnerable, and they know if they can brainwash the minds of our youth today, that they will have control of the world of tomorrow. And that's exactly what has happened. Beloved, I came to California in 1964, my express purpose. I turned down a full tuition scholarship and came to California because I wanted to attend a real university. And so I established residency at that time. Tuition was free for California residents. And I came to the University of California and Berkeley, in Berkeley, right in the middle of the 60s, right in the middle of the free speech movement and psychedelic drugs and Timothy Leary and all, and Haight-Ashbury, all the things that erupted in the 60s. And I was, you know, I had some elderly friends, they said, that's all communist activity. And I would get very upset, of course. You know, at 19, you know pretty much everything there is to know. But beloved, it is because I believe the blame really lays, or the responsibility lays, with the church. Beloved, God gave a simple prescription. He said, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin. He's talking to the church, beloved, and heal their land. And so I believe more and more the trumpet is being sounded and people are awakening. Those you're listening to this broadcast, I believe God brings people to this ministry that have a heart and a hunger and a zeal and a fervor of loving the Lord with all of their heart. And they want to pray. They want to walk in holy obedience before the Lord. They want to live an upright life. They want their lives to be a testimony to the power and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we have lawmakers that talk of reforms, of legislative action, of laws, and the things that men can do, but most of it is just talk, talk, talk. Beloved, what we need is a return to the old-fashioned gospel, the old-fashioned preaching of the Word of God, the knee-bending, born-again experience with God that demands repentance. Yes, thank God for grace, but there are many ministries today that's all they're doing is preaching grace. And unless you balance that with holiness, with a lifestyle that is pleasing to God, beloved, the church is, you know, we will suffer, beloved, and judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. Thank God for Christian men and women that are in our lawmaking bodies, in our government, and in positions of leadership. We need those who are not ashamed of their God, who will stand up and call upon the Lord for guidance and accept the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so important to pray for those whom God has put in authority. As Paul told Timothy, we need men and women who will do more than pay lip service to God. We need those who will come to the Lord Jesus Christ, accept Him as their personal Savior, and will come to Him to be born again. And it does no good for people just to talk about it. It doesn't do good for us to just dream about the life of yesterday, for that's forever gone. And I'd have to say I was guilty of that. I mean, I was born in 44, grew up in the 40s and 50s, and sort of look back nostalgically at that time of how different society was. Well, that's in fact true. But now, the more I understand what has been going on and the plans of the elitists and the globalists, that seed of wickedness and evil was in operation way back then. It's just that it hadn't spread as it has now to the general culture and the society that we can't help but see it. It's right in our faces. And so, we can't dream about tomorrow. Beloved, we have the present, and we can look forward to a glorious future as God's people. And we can know that He is our today and our tomorrow, and that He wants to give us all of our needs. He wants to meet and provide everything that pertains to our life in godliness. He was our yesterdays, He is our todays, and He is our tomorrows. In the beginning, God was revealed in all the works of creation. It was He that spread the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. It was His hand that hung the worlds in space and fashioned the flowers of the field. He created the world and the fullness thereof. His righteousness and strength set the mountains. The sea is His and the fullness thereof. He made it. It was He that filled the earth with beauty and the air with song. And upon all things in earth and air and sky, He wrote the message of the Father's love. Praise God. Earlier this week, I felt led to share passages from one of my favorite portions of Scripture, and that's Isaiah 40. And I want to do that now, read more selected portions of that chapter. The word goes on, "This is the God that we serve, beloved, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. He taketh up the isles as a very little thing." All nations, hear that, beloved, before him are as nothing, and are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Have you not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told to you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. To whom, then, will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number, and calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. And beloved, this is the message. We see the greatness of our God described by the prophet Isaiah, and the Lord says in verse 27, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, to them that hath no might, increases strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Beloved, that's a supernatural empowering that God is giving to his people. Receive that which he has done for you through Jesus Christ. He who has created the vastness of the cosmos is at your beck and call, if you will. He's waiting to hear your prayer, and he will move in your life to meet every single need, and you shall know him and praise him in a new measure. Praise God. Well, I wish I had an hour. There's so much more I want to share, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.